I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday and welcome to our Tune In Tuesday episode of the week. So for our contemplation, our self-inquiry today, I thought it would be really fitting for us to have a little holiday check-in right now. So it is the week of Christmas. You know, if you know me at all, you know that Christmas is my favorite time of year. I love the holidays. And I'm also well aware that not everybody does. The holidays will evoke different kinds of emotions and memories, of course, in all of us. And just because we are at this time of year where we're supposed to be super joyful and happy doesn't mean that that's the case. We might even feel a little bit triggered around the idea of celebration right now, especially if you're going through something challenging or something hard. Or perhaps you feel like this week is just like the gift that you needed at the end of this year and you're enjoying it to the max. Wherever you are, it is a really good moment right now to sit down, close your eyes, and give yourself a little moment to just check in. Around the holidays, today, this week, the end of the year, how are you doing and what's moving inside of you right now?
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
So let's do just that. Let's close our eyes, give yourself a little opportunity to just find a comfortable space to be. And if you want, as you close your eyes, you can place your hand to your heart and let's take a deep, long breath in just the way you are. Open the mouth and let it go. So let's take a moment to really look within ourselves and see what is moving this week. How do you feel around the holidays this year? How do you usually feel about the holidays? And is something a little bit different or has something shifted a little bit for you this year? What is this week like for you so far? What do you have planned? And most of all, how is all of this resonating inside of your heart right now? And just notice, give yourself a little bit of space to look inside of yourself and to just feel. Are you feeling this beautiful, expansive holiday joy right now? Or is there some other kind of emotion that's moving inside of you? Sometimes the holidays evoke a lot of grief, you know, especially if you've lost someone. Maybe you really want to spend this holiday with your family, but you can't. Perhaps you've made the decision to not spend time with your family this year. Maybe you haven't in a long time. Maybe you're feeling a little bit lonely this time of year, or just like the whole year has just accumulated into something really heavy. Or maybe you're noticing inside of your heart right now that Christmas spirit feeling that we used to experience when we were kids, that for many of us is only accessible right around this time of year. And just know wherever you are, there's no such thing as good or bad. You don't have to feel happy and joyful just because it's Christmas time. You also don't have to feel low and sad or like you're grieving because this year was what this year was. But complete permission for you to just have this experience this week. And I know for many people out there that have these big expectations around what we are supposed to feel this week. And then when we find ourselves feeling something different, sometimes that's the most challenging place to be of all. Maybe you're waiting for that Christmas feeling. You're waiting for that joy to arrive, but it's just not quite there. So notice that. Give yourself that space to just arrive at a place of actual truth inside of yourself. So if joy is there, can you give yourself a moment to just feel that joy right now? Just acknowledge that this week is joyful and full of love and excitement. Just hold that for yourself for a moment. And if you're feeling low or you're feeling sad, acknowledge that yes, this week is hard for me. I had a big expectation around this week and it's just not happening right now. Or I want to feel happy, but I'm not. So wherever you are, the practice really is not trying to switch to something else, you know, to not put a damper on our joy because there are people out there in the world who aren't feeling happy right now. And also to not fake joy and happiness when that's not the experience that we're having. But the practice really is just to allow ourselves to feel what we are already feeling. Permission for you to be the way you are. And perhaps at the end of it all, this is what the Christmas spirit really is about. You know, the thing about Christmas that feels so magical to many of us, it's that resemblance of something we experienced and felt when we were little. And what if the Christmas spirit is just our expression of being ourselves, of getting to wake up in the morning and really embody who we are without having to change or shift or alter? But just permission for you to be you. There is something truly magical about that. So let's take another long, long, long deep breath into that space inside of yourself where you are just the way you are, where you don't have to be happier and you also don't have to be any less happy than you are right now. You can blink your eyes open. If you'd like to grab your phone or your journal or your notebook, if you have that around, taking a moment to journal right now, just writing, this week I feel, and see what comes your way. I hope you have a week of feeling your feelings and that you get to embody your own spirit this Christmas. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back with a meditation tomorrow.